Nothing's going to stop.
Pulled out the stops.
Yes, pulled out all the stops. That's what I was going to say, too. 1985 is when we started, so that's the key phrase today. I can't see a clock. Have we started yet?
Yes, we have.
Oh, we have. Why didn't you tell me that, Jim? Isn't that part of your announcing duties to let me know when we're on the air?
I believe I gave you the 10-second rundown.
The 10-second rundown? I'm sorry, what is that?
That's 10 seconds to go before the start of the show.
Oh, okay.
Then they turn the light on, and that's when we're...
Well, thank you. You've been very helpful.
Thank you.
In retrospect, I must say... Well, on this day in 1985, Dire Straits sang I Want My MTV continuously on MTV. At Live Aid, Bette Midler introduced Madonna as a singer who pulled herself up from her bra straps. Bill Gates introduced Windows 1.0 as the future of IBM personal computing. Coca-Cola reinvented old Pepsi as new Coke. Frank Zappa flummoxed Larry King on CNN. And the Dow Jones fell 6.5 points to 1,314.29. And an obscure public radio host asked the crowd in the several dozens, what do you know?
Welcome to an encore performance of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums, with Jim Packard announcing. Support for What Do You Know? Comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. In this hour of What Do You Know, Michael's biggest fan and the 25th anniversary edition of the What Do You Know quiz.
Now, the man already planning the lavish 26th anniversary gala, Michael Feldman.
It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be fun. At 26th, I'm looking forward to it. What do you give someone for the 26th anniversary? Nothing.
No.
No. Nothing. Yes. 25 years has an air of finality about it, doesn't it? I'm a little bit sorry we're celebrating it, to tell you the truth, because it has a wake-like feel. You know, it's like going to your own wake. You never hear anybody saying, 26 years. You know, people come to me and say, 25 years, I say, yeah. So, okay. It is the first time you can use a fraction of a century as a marker in your life. And, quarter century. People do that too. Say, quarter century. I want to say a quarter century. Well, why don't you say it to someone else, really? I don't really need to hear that. People tend to send you flowers on the 25th anniversary, enhancing the wake-like quality. When they send you the horseshoe ones, then you're in trouble. Geologically, it's insignificant, of course, compared to the Wisconsin age, which was 20,000 years, the ice age, the last ice age. So imagine the flowers you'd get for that. The Bering Land Bridge, of course, was the high point of that career, which allowed the Palins to cross over from Siberia. It's a good thing, though, when you realize the average radio gig is 18 months before they change formats, And if you're not, adult contemporary, then you're nothing at that point, so that's it. But if you stay on 18 months, I've always thought this, and it seems to be true, they forget to fire you. And you can stay on 25, 30, 50 years, not uncommon. Jim's been on the air 50 years. At least, isn't it, Jim?
55.
55 years on the air, yes. So I'm turning this over to Jim right now, because there's a lot more to celebrate than... But they don't celebrate 55 years, Jim.
Nope.
Well, it's been a juggernaut, what can I tell you? I built the modern comedy quiz industry that we know today in America. No brag, just fact. Without me, it would have been wait. And Click and Clack would never have been brothers without my show. If Groucho had lived, they would be comparing him to me, really, but that's just the way, and George Fenneman to Jim, of course, a closer comparison. We would have been, of course, the Zany Feldman brothers, Clay, Howie, Art, and Mucko. But it wasn't to be, and everything happens for a reason, no matter how bad, you know what I say. So it's been a good career. From these humble beginnings, I have eaten brains in St. Louis, mountain oysters in Oklahoma, chitlins, I can't remember where because I blocked it out. I piloted the Goodyear blimp over Akron. You know, that was, you may have noticed it was bucking because I couldn't remember. They say when the nose goes down, you either pull it back or push forward. And it's, I have this problem driving an automobile. I couldn't remember which it was. So remember, it was.
I do remember.
It was bucking over Akron. It was. And I drove down a 45-degree hill on the Hummer test track in South Bend behind Jim Packard, who refused to accelerate and was using his signals, ladies and gentlemen.
Safe driving.
It totally ruined the whole experience. It would have been a fabulous experience worth recounting. And then, of course, I stalled behind him in the submersion stream they have there. You can actually drive underwater for a while. But Jim was parked. And in South Carolina, I took Clyde to a plantation. Few people can say that. Where they charged him $8 to get in, ladies and gentlemen. Getting out, priceless. So anyway, 25, remember Clyde? Yes, yes. He was going to swim on his way out. He really was kind of scared. 25 years, what have we learned? Number one, never marry an audience member. Even if they claim to be your biggest fan, it's a sure way to lose a fan. Two, don't pick a fight with anybody named Garrison. A Gary, yes. Pick a fight with a Gary. Don't pick a fight with a Garrison. Simple rule to remember, easy to remember. Number three that I've learned over these years, don't badmouth the Met. Or do a parody of the Ring of the Nibelung. You know. Bugs Bunny can get away with it. You can. You know, that's. Don't sing, ever. Don't hum. Don't sing in Hebrew, English, nothing. Even if you're on stage at the Florida Theater, as you were in Jacksonville where Elvis first performed, don't launch into, won't you wear my ring up around your neck? See what I mean? Five, don't let Lyle Anderson, for all his many qualities, somehow become your driver on the road. He gets lost, and he drives like your wife. Fits and starts. And those little strokes he has all the time. And it's just, now his mother's going to call him and say, are you having strokes now? No, he's fine. Just kidding. Along with this, Jim never navigates.
No.
No. Jim has no sense of direction. And in that, he is male, I must admit. As a quiz master, finally, give away the answers if need be, because losing a quiz, even this one, is a downer. Give him the answer. The prizes aren't worth protecting anyway. So. And that's all we've learned, really, in 25 years. Oh, and avoid retrospectives. Ones where your whole career passes in front of you. Say you've been a pole climber with a utility company for 25 years. Great. Climb down. Have a beer. Celebrate. Don't review all the poles I have climbed, those I've declined to climb, those I've had hope to climb. Beer and a shot, which the bartender should buy you at this point. A Jägermeister, whatever, you know. What you can do, however, is have a slideshow, and I do have my projector here. I think it's probably the last projector in public radio. My carousel, a Kodak carousel, and it's when the bulb goes, it's done. Because you can't get bulbs for them anymore, and I do have a very short slideshow here for you. And this is my career in slides. Yeah, I'm serious. I can't do PowerPoint, so I had to. Okay. Let me just get this lined up here. Now, I hope this isn't blinding anyone up there in the balcony. Okay. All right. Here we go. Michael Feldman in slides. 25 years of Michael Feldman in slides. Here I am playing the saxophone on the Wabash Bridge over the Chicago River after my ill-fated WGN worst part of a year. Yeah, you turn around, you can see it better, I think. Can you see it? It would help to turn around. He turned around, Jim.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Note the sign there, we'll host for food. Oh, in the trench coat there with a fedora pulled down is Jack Mitchell, erstwhile head of Wisconsin Public Radio, at our rendezvous at the Clock Museum in Rockford, where he met me halfway. Yes, the old Clock Museum. Jack's working there now, I think, actually. He's, I don't know what happened to him. Jack offered me the chapter a day concession to come back to WHA. I countered what I thought would be a preposterous idea. Live national call-in quiz with a live audience, live music. Jack said it would be wrong. Let's do it. And I said, well, what do you know? You know? Yeah, thank you. Not now. Not now. Oh, here's a fledgling Jim Packard when he was still Jim St. John, cooking a can of beans over some errant coals on the railway siding there at a downturn in his already long radio career in south central Wisconsin. Here I mentioned that glint you see of a smile. I mentioned I might need an announcer. Okay. Oh, this is at NPR in Washington. I'm banging on the loading ramp door while an adolescent Ira Glass in the shipping room ignores me entirely. Fortunately, Susan Stamberg was able to do both voices for the interview, and she does a Jewish male great. And that kicked off What Do You Know on the network. This is the first broadcast of What Do You Know in Philo Buck's storage room in Vilas Hall. Next to me, with what appears to be a raccoon on his head, is Jim Packard, with his formerly wondrous shock of hair. I am, you might see there, if you look closely, wearing pantyhose and high heels in an attempt to push the public radio envelope. We are celebrating having gone national by adding Corpus Christi Friday nights at 10. And you can see a boyish John Tooling with his head on the piano there on the right. You can see him here, too. Okay. Oh, I don't know how that got in there. Or her name, I have no idea. I don't remember. Our first road show in Ames, Iowa, where unfortunately they didn't know we were coming. Jim was producing in those days, actually. That's how that happened. We had a pretty good crowd at the Cyclones Ag Arena, even if they were there for the heifer judging. Oh, here I am, a famous moment, changing little Ellie's diaper during a band break, only to discover that I had mistakenly used audience cards instead of wipes. Setback in my long career. This is Donut Gate. For a brief time, I led the Save the Donuts charge at Monona Terrace and became a saturated fat folk hero. This was unfortunately the height of my career was Donut Gate when I was identified with donuts. Here we have a priest, a rabbi, and a nun here doing an ecumenical dunk. The signs you can see in the background, when donuts are banned, only criminals and cops will have donuts. Take a flying leap at a rolling donut and so forth. For a while there, Feldman was synonymous with donuts. And yes, this is the last one, actually, I'll be happy to know. This is on our 20th anniversary bus tour, also known as Michael Palooza, where here, Clyde is there, you can see him, trying to sell a CD to a donkey on the Moorhead Farm near Roanoke, Virginia, after 2.5 hours on a bus full of donated Wisconsin beer. So that accounts for some of that behavior, not all. The former Stephen Colon, our engineer, can be seen in the background jogging through a pack of feral dogs, or perhaps coyotes. Stephen left the show shortly after that. That's the end of the slide, since we went digital at that point, but thank you so much. For the ultimate slideshow. And now for 25 years of all the news that wasn't, ladies and gentlemen, 1985, Madonna and all those big crosses, even the Pope's wearing them. Jewish girls are still sporting Seder plates. 86, Voyager 2 skirts Uranus, but it was close. 87, President Reagan says the question is not what he knew and when he knew it, but what's the question? 88, NAFTA trade agreement passes and we immediately trade Mexico for Canada and two countries to be named later. 89, Ollie North says to Fawn, are those documents in your pantyhose or are you happy to see me? 1990, a besieged Noriega toughs out the hard rock blasted at him, but surrenders when Howard Stern comes on. 91, in the Gulf, the first war fought The war is over in the Gulf, actually. The first war fought over an invading army eating zoo animals. That was the basis for it. I have no idea why. 92, President Bush and Boris Yeltsin here agree to end the Cold War and then wander around listless and out of sorts. 93, compromise will change don't ask, don't tell to thanks, don't mention it. 94, Bill, you got a lot of splaining to do. Although Hillary is reason enough for me. Hillary is reason. Yes, that's what it says. Hillary is reason enough for me. Hillary is reason. 95, after the O.J. acquittal, some interest in Naked Gun 4. 96, Mad Cow and an Englishman go out in the noonday sun. 97, new TV ratings give you 10 seconds to separate the TVY from the TVG, TV7, TVPG, TV14, or TVM. 98, new European currency confused with Greek sandwich. 99, probably the last time we'll ever hear Cokie Roberts and Sam Donaldson debate the merits of oral sex. And I remember that like it was yesterday. I think Donaldson had the open hand, upper hand on it.
Yeah, the upper
hand. Or the open hand is equivalent. I meant to say the upper hand. But either one will work, I guess. 2000, Ariel Sharon panned for ill-advised performance of If I Were a Rich Man on roof of Dome of the Rock. We're almost through the whole thing. We've just got a lousy 10 more years to go here, and I'll have you back home and forgetting all about this. 2001, 265 lawmakers vote identically to ban human cloning. 02, Axis of Evil, actually an old AC/DC song from George W.'s Wild Youth. In Iraq, mobile poison gas labs turn out to be Saddam's tricked-out Winnebagos. 04, faith-based space program to use rapture to fling astronauts to kingdom come. By 2005, President Bush says he has no regrets for going to war for no reason, leaving Dick Cheney the conscience of the administration by default. 2006, after accusing Madison, Wisconsin residents of communing with the devil, Bill O'Reilly inexplicably coughs up feathers and chicken parts. In 07, Democrats take control of Congress and immediately convert the House gallery into daycare. What looks like buttonholing is actually breastfeeding. 08, Britney released after spaying. 09, Steve Jobs says it's not his liver, it's just a software glitch. And 2010, Kardashians to intermarry with Kevorkians for the new reality series Kim Does Dr. Death. And that's 25 years. 25 years of all the news that wasn't.